You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So it's a very odd time to be alive, as they say.
The Wire.
So recently, the Commerce Commission and the Financial Markets Authority have announced that they will start a campaign to help try and combat, as well as educate, the Pacifica community on scams. While it's known that scamming is causing numerous problems, they feel they're still only being seen on the surface. As many scams are unreported as they started by people who are close and trusted. After this announcement, the Child Poverty Action Group have shown their support, however, wants to see more education. To understand the situation, I talked to Natalie Vincent from Ngā Tangata Microfinance and start off by asking what forms scamming can take.
Well, there's a number. The ones that we were sort of alluding to were was affinity fraud, pyramid scheme, network marketing, investment scams, that type of thing.
And how does these type of frauds come into existence within tight-knit communities?
Well, that's the thing with affinity fraud, which is, I guess, the most scary, is because they're preying on, you know, their trusted people preying on their own friends, family, community members. And because they have that level of trust, then people are not necessarily doing their own research. They're just believing the word of the person that's saying, you know, this is a great investment, or, you know, this is going to change your life, make you really wealthy. And so they're not doing any of that research. They're just trusting that person.
And what is being done to currently combat these types of scammers?
Well, that's what we were really pleased about, was the work that the Financial Markets Authority and the Commerce Commission are doing in partnership, is actually doing a big campaign in the Pacifica community to make people aware of what these kind of schemes are and to look out for them, and where they can, you know, investigating when these scams are brought to their attention.
Okay, and why is the Pacifica community of interest? Why are they particularly, in this case, needing education?
Yeah, look, I think that it's being scammed is certainly not unique to the Pacifica community. This is just a campaign that is focusing on that group at the moment, and it's because we know that there has been, well, I believe they know that there's been quite a lot of scamming going on, and people being put under pressure, and then being, you know, all the awful things that happen because of that. And talking to some of our networks and people we know in the Pacifica community, they're saying that, you know, so much of this is going unreported because people are feeling so ashamed and embarrassed by being caught out, and often they've been caught out by friends or people that they really trusted. So, you know, there's a whole lot of that's going under the radar, we know, as well. It's only the tip of the iceberg that's actually coming to the attention of the Commerce Commission or the FMA.
Okay, so in the press release, it said there was stuff on the radio about giving awareness. So as scams become more complicated in general, what type of education is going to be needed for the general public to make sure people aren't getting put more at risk of ending up in debt from being put within a scam?
Yeah, I think that's what, you know, our media release was commending the Commerce Commission and the FMA for doing this campaign that they're doing, but we're just calling for more and more education that's really targeted grassroots, not just on radio or across websites, but actually being out there in the community, using community leaders to actually spread that word and help to educate their whānau, their contacts, their networks about these things that can actually take hold of them.
And what are the run-on effects of being a victim of scamming?
Well, this is the part that we see, which is where people have either lost their savings, their nest egg that they have worked so hard to keep aside, or they have are just losing money out of their weekly budget and living expenses. So then they need to get some credit. They take on high interest loans. They go to a loan shark because, you know, they've used their savings, or they're using money out of their weekly budget to put into one of these scams. Then they're finding themselves in a debt trap. You know, they've got these high interest debts and they just can't keep on top of them. So it becomes a debt spiral and a really vicious circle.
And what can members of the public do to help support these victims of scams or people who are potentially at risk?
Yeah, I think what the general public can do is when they see or hear about these types of scams or anything that they feel, you know, there's just that their instinct is saying there's something not right about this, is to report it to the Commerce Commission, to give them a call and say, look, you know, I've been offered this, or a friend of mine has been offered this, it feels fishy to me, it's not quite right, and report it. And certainly if you're a person that's being offered an investment or some sort of opportunity that looks a little strange or feels a little bit strange to you, or even something that you think looks amazing, is to do some research on that. Don't just trust when it comes to your money and your hard-earned savings. Don't just trust what you're seeing as to be a great thing. Do some research, ask some questions, and yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.